Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, hello, you amazing people. Yes, you are the best audience. Why are you the best audience? Because you are active and you feedback and you comment and you share and you just rock it. And we so appreciate you because look at this whole thing, this whole party is called Mission Accepted, right? And so you know that our guests that come on have braved up, jumping off, deciding to come into the world of entrepreneurship, or they're moving their projects or their nonprofits or their profits to different places. And they talk about that mission to help you either stay on your mission, have a little laugh with us, go, hey, look at you crazy people, and or inspire you to activate something that's inside you. And look it, I always tell you that you're the best audience. And I know that you know it's coming because it comes every single time. You are also the most powerful. You are the most powerful audience. You make things move, and you do that in everything you say and everything you do. And what a better lead-in into our incredible speaker that we have today. And that's what she does. She's a professional speaker. She is speaking on the 262 Summit. You've probably already heard her. And if not, you will see her episode when we go live. She's also a part of this project, but she also really, she coaches and she trains and she mentors and she inspires and she does all of that in so many different ways. We're so excited to have her today because one of the things that I love about this woman is that she's totally brave. Like she stands behind her message. You go to her media, she stands behind her message. You have a conversation with her, she stands behind her message. And a lot of the times, we're afraid to stand behind our message for whatever reasons, right? It's a process. And I'm excited to hearing about how she came to that place where she was able to stand in her power, in her message, because sometimes we waffle, right? We're like, we want to stand up for this, but what will people think? We want a niche in our businesses, but then we don't want to lose anything. And Nicole is a prime example of what happens when you don't worry about those things, or maybe she worried about them and worked through them. We'll find out as we dig a little deeper today. But Nicole, thank you so much for joining us today on Mission Accepted.
Thanks for having me, Deb. I am so excited to join you today talking about my favorite subject ever. So yeah. I'm looking forward to diving deep and fast.
Yeah, well, let's do that. So Nicole Grefstad is a faith-based coach, speaker, mentor, and motivator. I know that she's like, hey, let's talk about some inner peace and some inner joy today. And really coming from being power, like having power to being powerful. So let's talk a little bit about that. Tell us a little bit about your process, how you ended up becoming a faith-based coach and mentor and speaker. And then we'll dive a little deeper in terms of, you know, how you decided to stand behind that as your business, right? Not just sometimes people stand behind a message in their personal life, but you actually made that your business.
That's right. There was a time in my life when people asked you, what do you do, Nicole? Right. And so in this world, I felt like I had to have one answer, like, oh, I have to tell them one thing. But when I think about it, I do more than one thing. But, you know, I felt this pressure that I really have to determine what is that one thing for me. But what I really wanted to go on a dialogue, I do this and this and this. It almost felt like wrong to say I do so many things, so I have to pick. So I felt pressure to the point where, well, if I, you know, I started on the search, well, amongst all the million things I could do, many hats I wear, what is really the one thing if I had to choose? And I only choose if I had to, because I like to do so many things. And believe it or not, that was one of the most challenging thing I had to do. It's easy to go raise my children, do things that's not, you know, things that you do action-based, not so much thinking, but I had to do a lot of soul searching. For example, like, who am I really? What do I stand for? What brings me most joy? It requires a lot of diving deep into past, present, future type things, you know? So I felt stuck and I felt pressure because I looked around my world and things were starting to, there's many wonderful things. Like, for example, my family, whom I love, right? Adore. I love my family. I feel so blessed. However, when I looked around as a protective person, I come to discover that I am, here's my family. I look out in the world. There's a lot of atrocities. How do I protect the people I love from these outside atrocities? So that's how I start to discover what really rang true in my heart is that what was weighing on me, what was the thing that was frustrating me? That means somehow the inner was telling me that's what you should solve, the thing that frustrates you the most, but at the same time, the thing that gives you most joy. So what I was thinking is I love my family, but I want to protect them from these bad things. But how, there's bad things, but there's good things. How do I usher in more the bad things while warding off the bad things? Well, how can I give them like these God-sized dream things, you know? We don't bend. I've discovered I'm a visionary. I don't settle. I think big unicorn giraffe style dreams of this nature. And sometimes what I find is that me dreaming for the people I love, they don't dream there. Like, I want more for them than they even realize they could achieve. And I started to feel different in the world. I started to feel stand out, like very different. And for a certain amount of time, I start to feel weird, strange. So I start shrinking in my world, like I'm different, I'm weird, I better like find some way to fit in. So I found many ways to try to fit in, didn't work. And I gave up. After, when I had my children is what was a game changer. When I had my own children, I was like, wait a minute, as a mama bear, I'm going to be unapologetic. No, I'm going to bring the dreams. I want to give them the best. And if I am the mother, if I'm going to be the best mom I could ever give, it's my best gift I can give them. And what is that best gift I can give to my children if I was to choose, right? So racking my brain amongst all things I study, what is it? And for me, that one thing is the biggest gift is to teaching them how to choose love, how to take action. And I've learned that the best tool for teaching is doing. You must model it, because you can speak it all day long, but children watch your actions and what you say. So that really put me in a place of like, you know, for someone who didn't like to take vitamins before, start taking vitamins, because I used to mentally think they're pills and I don't like capsules. But when it comes to my kids, that's a game changer. I forget the capsule discomfort. I'm going to take them because I want them to take them. So whatever I wanted them to do, I found myself being challenged to step and rise up to the things that I dream for them. So that's what I found out, the system. So I started searching, like, if I was to leave a legacy, and if I was to give this powwow, you know, shabam thing to my kids, you know, that they can carry, that when I'm in heaven, I can look down and say, there you go, keep doing this thing. And what drove me, right? And the things that were weighing in my world, right? Give them the tools how to deal with the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so that's what drove me to this system. I think you were asking me specifically what the system was.
Well, yeah, let's stop a little bit there because there's so much to unpack in there. I love how you came to a place where, I mean, first of all, it is sometimes difficult. So if anyone out there is listening, sometimes you might feel too big, you know, for the stage, right? Whatever that stage is, if that stage is a community center, if that stage is the office, if that stage is the lunchroom, if that stage is the stage, right? You might feel like, oh my gosh, it has not always been so accepted for people to do multiple things. Without giving away our generation, it's like, there's always been like, do one thing, right? Focus on one thing and you'll have more results. I think that's very difficult for a visionary. It's difficult for a creative. And also it's now starting to become more acceptable to have one business or one passion and have many different things come from that passion. They're called entrepreneurs. I mean, and just being such a powerful visionary, when you talked about shrinking back because, you know, maybe there wasn't a whole lot of visionaries in your world then or supporting you or backing you. And that is really definitely slowly changing. But I loved what you said about modeling. I mean, one of the most powerful things I think we can do in our world is, and that we don't realize we're doing, is we're always modeling, right? Whether people agree with it or don't agree with it, we're modeling. And it also helps people come towards us or stay away from us, which is okay when you're modeling the kind of people you want to have in your life, the behavior from other people, being treated a certain way, those things, if you model, will allow people to make that decision for themselves, and therefore it's better for us as well. So I just wanted to highlight some of those gemstones that you dropped, right? And so, yeah, let's talk about how you came to this place of what your passion was. You know, people are like, what do you do, Nicole? What do you do? And you're like, oh my gosh, I do this and I do so many things. So how did you bring this into a business? A lot of people come to our show and they're like, how did that formulate? And how is she able to make a living? How is she able to make a business from that?
So I'm a homeschool mom of three teenagers now, but I homeschooled the entire time from birth. And I took it just a stage at a time, you know, dealing with the toddler years, diaper years. And when the kids were getting to be teenagers, as a mom doing that modeling thing, I was moved to say, what can I do in this thing? So if I want them to be successful in business marketplace, in the professional area, I need to go back into that space. And I like to stay 3-4 steps ahead of my kids. You know, we just need to go 3-4 steps ahead. And what does that look like? And again, I start to, whatever I was encouraging them, I need to look back in myself in order to do that thing. I was like, kids, do your best. There's no limits for you. You could do whatever you want. So I need to ask myself, I could do whatever I want too. There's no limit. So I was like, wait, I can't be a hypocrite. I got to show that. Whatever I tell them, I must do. So I start racking my brain, like, what is it I want them to do, right? It always starts with the wants and the why. Why do you want it? And why do you want it? I want this. I want massive no limits for my kids. I want to leave that, you know, unstoppable legacy. That's what I want. And what does that look like for me? And what I want for them? Why do I want it? Because I love them. I want to teach them to love the world and themselves. You know, what does that look like, right? So I start to, again, asking that, what gives you the most joy? A simple question like that can be so revealing of everything you're meant to do on this earth. And it's like, what gives me most joy is empowering people, to equip them. That's what I love. I love being the encouragement CEO. It just gives me so much joy because I do that with my kids. And so I was like, how can I merge everything, synergize everything to make it simple? Because I'm one person. I'm not AI where I can be pulled in so many directions. Although in homeschooling, I wear all the hats. I already do. But when it comes to teaching the kids about focusing on a profession and a passion, what does that look like? How do you synergize everything? So lo and behold, as I step into faith, taking the baby steps, everything came together. It turns out it is possible to do what you love to do in a business in a global sense, because what I discovered that in my little world, when I take the step of faith, go, my world expands and expands so big. I was thinking just in my little town, my city, but as I take faith, the Lord opened the whole thing to the global sense. I wasn't even thinking, my brain wasn't even thinking global. As I go, I say, oh wow, I can do this impact globally. I can homeschool the world global because now with social media, we have all these tools to, by fingertip, just reach the entire world. So I start to discover the tools and the systems. And at the same time, the people, my tribe, that I am not one person, but I can duplicate. And there's, you know, power in numbers, as we know, because when I start to step into my God-sized dreams, thinking just me, God start aligning all the other people. Next thing you know, there's more people I can fathom. It's like, wow, there's other people like me. I'm so excited. Like you, Dorothea, like you, Deb, here. I get super excited. If I knew that there was billions of people, I didn't need to limit myself to like the 400 people in my life. That could be like billions. It's a game changer. Now it changes because these billion of people, these hundreds of people, they have gifts that I don't have. You know, I have gifts of love, but they have tools for me. So together as a body, as a unit, we are that much stronger. Because like, wait a minute, she has the tools. She has the network. When we have like 100,000 people, you just suddenly open yourself to that many more network. And I have leverage. So what I discovered, I have leverage. And that just made me feel so powerful. Unstoppable. And so I'm excited to show other people the same, say, hey, you can do the same thing, because if I can do it, I'm an average regular person, you can do the same thing. Anybody can do this.
That's amazing. I love how you describe it, because it's almost like it's very linear, right? It's like, you know, you made a decision, you were inspired, you had this dream, and many people do. And I think right now people are concerned about starting because so many people have 3,000 followers, 4,000 followers. Like, how am I going to compete? First of all, we don't need to. It's not your path. And what I loved about what you said is that you were thinking, and it's not like you were thinking small, right? You were thinking within the limits of what you were thinking with. And you started there, and then you were like, God-sized dreams. Do you know what I mean? Like, you had your dream, and then it was these God-sized dreams, realizing that, you know, when you're talking to your tribe, which was 400, the ability of how they talk and how with one finger, you were able to make a decision to go global. And it can, and even though that sounds so easy, it is so possible and it is so probable. But I love how you started about how that's where you started, right? You started, and it's completely okay to start with the dream that's going on inside of you. You don't even ever have to see that someone's doing that business, right? Like, maybe, you know, I don't know. Did you ever know faith-based coaches and speakers before? Maybe not. But were you hanging out with them every day? Maybe not. Were you like, there's people that if you want to have something, that's the beauty of probably what keeps us going as entrepreneurs, right? Is the constant unfolding that happens, and that dreams can be bigger for you, and it's okay if you don't see them yet, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I also discovered there's such an importance when each individual discover, or you don't have to know the whole dream. You just have to have an inkling. You just realize there's something burning inside of you, whatever, you start to act upon it. And it could sit there for a while until you get tired of it just sitting there. I'm ready to do something because it's just nagging at me. What I realize is when you start stepping into that burning inside, other people are encouraged when you do it. Oh, look at her. She's doing it. I want to do what she's doing. And there's such influence. People talk about not having time and money, which is mostly what everybody says. I don't have time, not have money. But what I realized, the secret sauce here, guys, is that you don't need time or money. You just need a decision. Once you make a decision, say, I want this for my world. I insist. And you do have to insist. I insist. And I don't take no for an answer. I only take yes. Once you decide that and people see how resolved you are, all the people that, all your tribe that feels the same, you know, the law of attraction, they will attract to you. They will want to support you. They will want to give you the time and the money. You know, there's investors. You don't have to have money, guys, is what I realized. If you start speaking your message, somebody else will be paying for your message. Somebody will partner. Next thing you know, the money just comes. You just need to step into that passion. What I realized, everybody has it. And everything, once you make the decision to do so, the rest is up to God. And those God-sized dreams it's not if, it's when it will manifest.
Okay, so much good things here. I hope that you are all listening to this. If you could bundle that up, it's not whether you have the time. It's not about making a decision about the money, and it's not about making a decision about the time. It's about making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's about making a decision. There's a proverb that I love. It's a Scottish proverb. And it says, basically, once you make that decision, mm-hmm. all unforeseen and unforetold things come into action. And that's mm-hmm. exactly what you just talked about. Until you say yes, it's kind of like when you're getting married. Until you say yes, you know, then you find the florist, then you find the location, then the dress pops up. Oh my gosh, I've never seen that dress before. Look at that, come to me. Because there's an energy and a power behind a decision. And that when you make that commitment, so therefore the commitment meets you, right? So and the other part of it that I love that you talk about, the faith piece, is because sometimes when you go, okay, I'm going to make that decision to go in, it doesn't mean that everything pops up like a full dozen bouquet of red roses. Mm-hmm. There may be some stuff that shows up. You may be going, you know, maybe you have an increased sense of fear because you're finally stepping forward. But it's about keeping pace and keeping ahead of that, right? You talk about the inner peace mm-hmm. and faith-based, like being faith-based. Sometimes when you make that decision to say yes, that's when your faith needs to step in the strongest. But talk about that, because you coach people in a faith-based way, and you mm-hmm. happen to coach faith-based people. And sometimes, you know, people have an illusion around, oh, well, they're so faith-based. They don't have fear. They're faith-based. Nothing goes wrong for them. They're faith-based. They don't come up against challenges. And you're probably going to tell us that that's not 100% true.
That's right, you're correct. And I have this my particular, I have a verse for you. It's called Ask, Seek, and Knock. Have you heard of it? It's found in Matthew 7:7-8 of the Bible. And it says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Now I realized something. You know, you can read any book and they say, oh, that sounds so good. I love that, you know. But I realized that doesn't do anything for you until you believe it for yourself. And after you believe it, it still doesn't do anything until you take action towards that. It's the action piece, right? Something can sound wonderful, and until you take action, I'm gonna give you an example. Okay, I can say, I want to go to Greece, I want to have this trip, and think you could do such and such in Greece. You can read about Greece, the history, and it stays there until you buy your plane ticket, get your suitcase packed, go to Greece. You won't know really what Greece is all about right now. And once you go there, there are things you may discover that's not covered in the textbook or the YouTube channel or whatnot, you know. And so you just need to go for yourself, and it's a whole different, now you can come back writing your book about Greece, because from your perspective, it's truly that whole new world experience. So same with any decision you make in life. It's like you can write the book, but until you decide to write the book, you didn't know there's different kind of books and how easy and what kind of author. And it once you decide whether it's like I'm gonna make a casserole, there's many kind of casseroles, right? There's a plethora. Pick one. Is it keto? Is it paleo? I don't care about keto, paleo. Just give it to me straight. So it just really depends, right? And you talked about the wedding. Once you decide it, until you actually decide to get married, look at the venues. When I started looking, I was like, who knew there was all these amazing venues to choose from? Now I can't choose because there's too many wonderful dresses to choose from. Your whole world just expands, you know. And so I desire that for everybody because it's beautiful. I mean, it's just like, who wouldn't want that? You know, why wouldn't you want your world bigger? Why would anybody want to shrink rather than go live? Because we are actually designed to live. We're made to live and live more abundantly.
Oh, I love that. I love that example. And I love when things are just so clear. And it's like, and I think the biggest thing that I got out of what you just said is sometimes we don't even know. Like we can imagine, we can watch the YouTube, we can like, oh, we've been planning our wedding forever. I've been thinking about it. And then it's not until you're in it that you're like, I couldn't even imagine it being like this or having this many choices or just having that experience. What do you think stops people from making that decision? What do you think? I mean, you know, we hear a lot of people like, I want this, I want happiness, I want love, I want a good relationship, I want to have success in my business. What's some of the stuff that makes people not step forward, Nicole?
That's a great question. So, what most people have a lot of is fear. And what people need more of is courage. And what people fear is their past and their future. That means they're scared of everything. Right? And you mentioned earlier doing these things is actually not doing things where there's no fear, where there's no challenges. A champion does things in the face of fear. Right? In the face of adversity, what happens to us in life is only 10%. How we respond to it is 90%. So once you realize that, wait a minute, that's a game changer. You know, everybody has life every single day, and it happens. If that's 10%, and if 90% depends on how I respond, and if you ask me how I respond as a visionary, well, I'm gonna paint it beautiful. It's gonna be a masterpiece. You know, if it's up to me, you give me the paint, the crayon, the canvas. Well, why not? Why make a scary picture? Why make just a picture? Why just be just? Why just have ordinary? No. Give it your best and let it represent all things beautiful within yourself. Go big. So the idea is stop playing small and go big. But another thing that stops people, Deb, I find, is most people are born into a certain situation, like in a cocoon situation, where like this is who I am. They identify, this is my mom and dad, this is my environment, this is my family, this is who I am. What they don't realize, that's only in the race, the starting line, beginning point. They are in a cocoon. What they don't realize, actually a chrysalis cocoon ends up being a moth, but a chrysalis ends up being a butterfly. So what happened is when you break free out of your, you know, set environment in your mindset, once you break free of that, that chrysalis opens and now you're a butterfly, more beautiful than you can imagine, and you can fly anywhere you want. You're free. So once you realize, wait, that's the starting point, but that's not my destination or my ending point, that really God gives us the freedom to say, wherever you want, it's your world, my world. You can fly wherever you want, eat wherever you perch, where you want. It doesn't matter where you start off. Anybody up here, you're down here, it's just the starting line. Once you free yourself, it's a mindset thing. When you're like, wait a minute, I started here, but I'm a swan, I'm a butterfly, I have no limits. Nothing should stop me. And it doesn't actually take money. I create money. I make time. You started, I'm a creator. See, that changes everything. I'm a designer. Once you realize, maybe you're a designer that was born in Oregon. Maybe you're a designer born in South Africa or Dubai. Wherever you started, you are a creator and a designer. So if someone, and some of us need permission because we're trying to be the good kid, obedient to mommy and daddy, the teacher. When we start to stop realizing, wait a minute, I didn't come just to obey my parents and my teachers. We're here to co-labor, coexist, and teach each other because they have gifts, but I have gifts. And each person is so unique. There's no one other thing to realize is there's no singular person who is you. We, each of us, past, present, and future, is as unique as a snowflake. If you ever seen snow under the microscope, you're never going to find two snowflakes alike, none, ever. So once you realize how unique you are and the gifts that the Lord gave you to bring for such a time as this, nobody can. Only you can for such a time. That when you do, you bless the world. And when you don't, the world actually misses out on those blessings. So once I realized that, well, let's bring it, because if I'm not going to, nobody is going to. And I certainly don't want the world to miss out on what I have to bring, right? So then if I knew that it was only going to come from me, guess what? When I write the books, the journals, the whatever, then nobody else can do the same. So I better do it. So that motivates you. And I find myself waking up different, you know, like, dun, da, da, dun, today is the day. So.
Oh my gosh, you have such contagious energy. It's so amazing. It's like inspiring. And what do you want us to know about? I mean, you do different things. You speak, you coach. People are coming to you to listen to your words, to be inspired and motivated to be the best that they can, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a story that you can tell us about someone that came to you that had a transformation? Is it because I think some people think that you have to have it all together before you go to someone. Like, I'm going to go to a coach and I'm going to learn how to take this, that my business that's all ready and all ready to go. Like, but that's not the case, right? Like, maybe give us an idea of what are the scenarios and where people come to, they're like, Nicole, I want what you have. Like, Nicole, I don't, like, give us an example, because sometimes people don't even know when to reach out. And I think entrepreneurial minded people, they try to do it alone way too long.
That's right.
Women by nature tend to do things alone way too long. It's like, have you heard of a grocery service before? You're like, yeah, but I can do it. Yeah, but I can do it. Right.
Yeah.
You know, so we kind of tend to get into painful places before we make shifts or changes. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Yes, that's right. It's called analysis paralysis. Back to that fear of past, you know, fear of future. Oh, no, but I did this. Oh, but this happened to me. Therefore, I can't do that. And I just don't know if I could do what they did in the future. I just don't know. I'm not so sure about myself, right? What I find the difference between clients, those who are ready, you have to be, those I find who are ready, they pursue me. They don't wait for me to pursue them. They texting me, what should I eat today? What should I do? I'm going to this party. What should I do? And those are the most successful people, are the people who are take initiative, take action and ownership of their own transformation. So as they pursue me, I'm there to meet them as a coach. But those who I'm chasing, hey, you know, do you have a minute tomorrow? I'm chasing you. I realize those people are not ready. And so you have to be ready and you have to want it more than anybody else, because the coach here is your friend, your assistant, but they are not you. And they can't ride that bike for you. They can instruct you how to do tricks and ride the bike and where to, but ultimately you're going to have to ride that bike. When it comes to swimming, they can't swim for you. You need to swim for yourself.
I love that. I love that because I know that you talk a lot about that, about you know, your, you know, who you work with, you know, whom comes to you is ready. And I've heard you say that many times. It's just like when people are ready. And I love how you exampled that because many times we see people needing what we have. We see people needing our advice or our services, or oh my, you're like, oh my gosh, if you just go left, or you might hear someone, you know, I'm in media, so I hear someone do a show or a podcast or something, and I'm like, okay, and you know, and you want to like help them along a little bit, or you want to share your goodness, which we can, and we do that freely all over the place. But
That's
I think
right.
there's something very different about when someone's ready, and I don't think they have to even know, right? I'm sure when people come to you, they don't have to know where they're missing that piece, because sometimes, but they are ready for something. They're willing to take responsibility per se, or they're willing to do the work, whatever that looks like, because I'm sure that you know when you dig a little deeper, sometimes it's just wrong messaging, or it's something that's stuck in someone's head that's stopping them from wanting to, like you say, be a butterfly.
Yeah, I have another really, really good simple example for you. As a homeschool mom, I have three teenagers. My youngest came to me, you know, she was struggling with her math problem. You're going to get there eventually by yourself, anything you pursue. But with a coach, you're going to go faster. Why? She's like, oh, I could do this, mom. I could do it on my own. I'm going to do this math. Well, she struggled for like 2 hours later. I'm like, hey, can I help you? Is there something you're stuck on? She says, well, you know, finally she'll come to me. And within 5 minutes, I gave her, oh, you should do this, and it's done. And so there's a difference between you can learn the piano by yourself, or you can have a piano teacher and take you there quicker, right? Everything's gonna, you get to decide how quick you want to get there. Also, success leaves clues. So those who are successful, be around them, find out what they do the same thing, you're going to get the same results. So my daughter learned over time that's going to be quicker having a conversation with mom than to, although at the same time, it's good to struggle a little bit to find out what we're stuck on, and you get a taste for what that struggle is, because you're going to appreciate it when you get the results, because you're going to be have much more gratitude, like, why didn't I do that sooner? So she, time and time again, she's like, well, she, when I go to her, it's done within 10 minutes, whereas like 2 hours later on my own, she right now she's coming to me quicker, sooner, realizing I don't want to spend another 2 hours on every, you know, algorithm here. I have things to do. I have things, my friends to play with. So here's the lesson there is, the sooner you get past what you need to get there sooner, so you can play, so you can have more fun. Because if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right, exactly. So if you want to have fun, do what successful people do, and you're going to get the same results.
Absolutely. I feel abundant. I feel geared up. I feel like you do when you go and you listen to someone who knows what they're talking about and shares, and it's insightful. And I'm hoping, and I know that you're out there feeling insightful. Nicole, is there anything else that you want to share with us? I mean, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, you work with faith-based people, and that was a decision that you made, right? It might not have been an easy decision, or it might have been a really easy decision, but we talked a little bit pre-show about people are afraid sometimes to niche themselves. Do you want to talk a little bit about that before we wrap up?
I absolutely do. You know, I was like, well, I love all people. I want to help all people. People were asking me, who's your avatar? I don't even know what an avatar was. You know, when I started this process, what is an avatar? I'm thinking Avatar the movie, which I like, right? Disney, right? So I was like, what are you talking about? And why would I limit myself? I'm here to help everybody. But what I realized is the importance of niching. It's actually way more important than one realizes, because although you can help the whole world, you need to start somewhere. And starting somewhere actually is yourself once again. And interesting with that whole process, finding your avatar again, it forced me almost to look inside. It forced me to discover myself. But like, who am I? Who am I really? I start to realize I actually don't know who I am in the process. But when I start digging, start discovering, oh, I'm this, when I finally decided who I was, that's when things change. It's like, well, I'm not going to just help any, you know, Joe out there. I'm going to help someone who is my age, doing my homeschool thing, having my same thing, because that's going to attract, they're going to, it's like you back to the law of attraction. Until you know who you are, How are you going to attract the people? Because you don't even know who you are. But so that self-discovery process is so key, so important. I can't even emphasize the importance of that, to take the journey of really learning to self-love, self-heal, discover, love yourself, like in every regard. Love your eyes, love your hair, learn to fall in love with yourself, because until you learn to love yourself, how is anybody going to learn to love you when they can feel it in your energy? It's in the essence, you exude that inside, right? And so once you are having this, like, oh, I love me, I love you, you don't even need to say it. That energy will be felt, and it, right? It's so contagious. And that is what you want to use, that energy itself. Even you walking into a room, you will shift because people's eyes on you and you don't even know why. That's what you want. So once I decided, okay, I am going to help the world, but I'm going to admit, I'm going to have to settle that now I'm my 50s. I know I don't look like it. I have to settle, because I was in denial for a long time, guys. It's like, oh, but that means I have to admit to my age. I really want to still be 32, right? But no. But people are not going to know who I am, because I'm going to be attracting 32 people when I'm in my 50s, but they can't relate to me because I'm not in my 30s, I'm in my 50s. I better say so they know they can relate to me. And if I do all these things, they're going to like, what are you doing that I'm not doing? Because I want to have what you have. But until they know, they won't know. So I have to really admit and not live in denial, guys. So I am a mom with grown kids. I homeschool. I went through the journey. I have all my ups and downs, and I do struggle, you know, but I learned that we can't wait for all the stars to align before we begin. I learned that if you wait, it's going to be a super long time, guys, before all the stars align. You need to just begin. You need to say, well, I don't know when the stars are aligning, but I'm beginning. And I don't care if nothing is, you know, fall into place. But as for me, that's what I decide. Today, when I wake up, I'm going to have the best hair, best dress. I'm going to take out all the clothes in the closet. Doesn't give me good energy. Bye-bye. See you later. So when I blindly close my eyes, what I choose in the closet is going to look good on me. I made a decision. When I go to the fridge, wherever I reach when I'm hungry, it's going to be good for me because I stocked it like that. You know, I'm not going to put anything in my pantry, nothing in my house that is not worthy of me. So you need to decide what is worthy of you. Is that worth? Because you are worth it.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. Oh my gosh, what a different take on even purchasing of your clothes and when your clothes no longer serve you, and the food, like, you know, you can put your hand in that fridge and everything is going to serve you because you've purchased what's worthy. All right. Now I have a question for you that's completely different. And before we do, can you please share? I know that there's people listening and there's people viewing and both, and people are very good at looking at the show notes. But if someone's just listening right now and they want to go follow you on Facebook or whatever, where can people find you?
They can find me at Nicole Gribstad, and Nicole Gribstad, Gribstad on Facebook. I'm all over YouTube, Instagram, TikTok under the same name, Nicole Gribstad, and we'll connect.
Absolutely. And Nicole, of course, look at listeners, you've heard us talk about it for a long time, and you're going to hear us talk about it for a lot more, is part of the 262 project. And she will be streaming live when we're streaming our station, in which you'll know all about that. And of course, the 262 is alive and kicking, and we are just about to come up to our big run of 10 summits in 10 weeks. And we're at 33 million media impressions. So we want to say thank you, because it's women like Nicole and other women and those that support women are just going out there and sharing this kind of goodness and this kind of power. So my last question to you is completely different, but it's one of the vibrations that I love to vibe to, and that's music. So Nicole, I'm going to ask you, if you were on your way to go to a desert island and it was you and you, and you had this one suitcase, and you packed it up all full of your cool vibe clothes, and you had room for one album to take with you, which album would you take that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days?
Oh, there's many, but the first thing that comes to mind when you said is called God's Got It.
Ooh.
That's important, because when I'm weak and things, I need to know he's got it. I need to know if he's going to catch me, because, you know, there are days when I'm ready to be up and there are days I'm ready to be down, but God's always got it, and he's always up.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So you heard it. That's an excellent album and excellent choice. Nicole, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. And look our other people, listeners, dedicators, followers. If you want to be sitting where Nicole is and you want to share your information about your passion, you know, your passion, your message, and or if you're a dadager or a mumager and you have one of us in the mini version running around your house going, I want to have my own business. If you have a business or you are an entrepreneur and you have an entrepreneur in your home, we have room. Myself and Ocean would love to have you on the show. So either way, if you want to come be here, you know where to find us. It's deb@devdrummond.com. Come to the summits. Come hear women like Nicole. Nicole is full in on this project. You are going to see her everywhere. You can go to the events page of deb@devdrummond.com and find us. And I'm hoping you get this message. I know this is going out live before June 6th. And June 6th, we are doing an incredible book lunch where there is the speakers and the authors of this project coming to party at a women-based establishment in Vancouver, BC, Canada. And we invite you as a guest. So, Nicole, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you, audience. And stay powerful and be well and stay groovy.